This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning.
Hello. Now, as I understand, you have an amazing work opportunity with House With No Steps. How did you first come in contact with House With No Steps?
It all started on my last day at school. They gave me a pamphlet. At that time, I was with Job Support. I had a few years off because I had a very bad experience. And my mum called in and gave me an interview in House No Steps because my mum wanted me to be happy.
Now, Susie, I understand that before you got to the House With No Steps, you were working with another job, and
yes,
they were asking you to do things that you found quite challenging. Can you share some of those things that you found hard to do?
For example, they wanted me to put loose dog back on the shelf, and the job was great until it got dirty, and I couldn't do it because it was too dirty, until my boss said to me that I had to clean it and put it back on the shelf. And from there, I couldn't because I knew it was all damaged. And I was crying, and I had to wait in the bathroom until it was time for me to go home. When I got home, I told my mother on what happened to me, and she said, "Don't worry about it. Don't go to work, and everything will be sorted out."
So how has working with House With No Steps benefited you?
It made me happier, into a happier person. It made me feel good about myself. It made me feel so enriched and so full and so experienced that I could actually talk to everyone around me.
And sometimes, Susie, people with a disability can be a little bit nervous when they go into their first jobs, and there's people leaving school thinking about what kind of jobs they can do. How would you encourage some of those people who might be feeling a little bit nervous to enter the workplace?
When I just entered, I was a bit nervous to meet everyone and such. But when I got to know them, it was an amazing feeling. But I could say to all the people out there, it's a very enriched life that I have chose, but it's okay to be nervous. It's okay to have cold feet, but just empower yourself and go to your happy place. And point in mind, work is very important to me because it makes me feel so good about myself.
Wonderful. Susie, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Sure.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.